Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Dimanapun Anda tinggal di Australia, pendengar, dari kota metropolitan yang ramai hingga pinggiran kota, di kota regional atau di wilayah pertanian terpencil, kemungkinan besar Anda akan menjumpai satwa liar Australia yang beragam dan indah. Burung, kelelawar, possum, kadal, mamalia kecil, bahkan ular dan laba-laba. Australia memiliki beragam spesies satwa liar yang dapat terbang, merangkak, berjalan, melompat, dan juga melata. Mengetahui cara merespons atau menanggapi satwa liar di rumah atau properti Anda sangatlah penting untuk membantu melindungi spesies satwa liar kita yang berharga dan juga untuk menjaga Anda, keluarga, dan hewan peliharaan Anda agar tetap aman. Berikut ini rangkuman khusus Australia Explained. Di Australia, menemukan beragam spesies satwa liar di halaman belakang rumah Anda, bahkan terkadang di dalam rumah, bukanlah suatu hal yang aneh. Mulai dari menemukan katak pohon di toilet, possum yang bersembunyi di atap, atau wombat yang menggali kolong rumah Anda, satwa liar dapat tertarik masuk ke rumah dan properti saat mereka mencari air, makanan, atau tempat tinggal yang nyaman dan terlindungi. Meskipun ada beberapa spesies seperti ular dan laba-laba berbisa yang perlu Anda waspadai, sebagian besar spesies satwa liar Australia ini biasanya tidak berbahaya jika Anda membiarkannya dan tidak mengganggunya.
When I first moved into my current house, I kept hearing strange noises coming from the roof. I discovered it was actually a whole family of ringtail possums. There were 4 of them living up there. They were super cute, but they were also a little bit smelly, and we didn't really want them living in the roof because we were worried that they might be doing some damage.
Itu adalah pengalaman Dr. Jacinta Humphrey, seorang ahli ekologi perkotaan dari RMIT University di Melbourne.
So I organized for a licensed professional to come out and help. He installed a one-way door in the hole where the possums were getting in and out. So this meant that the possums could still leave safely at nighttime, but they weren't able to get back in. We also put up a nest box in the tree in our front yard to give them a new place to live. And almost 2 years later, there are still 2 ringtail possums living in that nest box.
Jadi, jika Anda menjumpai satwa liar di dalam atau sekitar rumah Anda, Jacinta memiliki beberapa saran sederhana.
First, give the animal some space. Don't try to pick them up or touch them, and be sure to keep any pets or children away. Second, call an expert who can give you some advice over the phone or send someone to come help.
Ini mungkin berarti menghubungi organisasi penyelamat satwa liar setempat atau dewan kota setempat. Saran yang sama juga disampaikan oleh ahli ekologi Tanya Luce yang menulis buku Living with Wildlife, A Guide for Our Homes and Backyards.
Take a photo to help with identification if it's safe to do so. Keep your distance from your visitor and then contact your local wildlife rescue organization. In all cases, stay calm. And stay curious, because it's very rare that there'll be a negative encounter if you keep your distance. You do have time to find out what kind of animal is it and what the best course of action is.
Ada beberapa spesies ular berbisa dan tidak berbisa di Australia. Jadi, jika Anda bertemu dengan salah satunya, sebaiknya jaga jarak dan ambil fotonya jika memungkinkan untuk membantu mengidentifikasi spesiesnya. Tanya mengatakan bahwa meskipun Australia mungkin memiliki reputasi sebagai negara yang memiliki beberapa spesies satwa liar yang berbahaya, dalam kebanyakan kasus, jika Anda membiarkan satwa ini, mereka juga tidak mengganggu Anda.
The most dangerous wildlife to be aware of are venomous snakes, large kangaroos, and large birds known as cassowaries, and some kinds of spiders. As a general rule, patting, touching, or holding wildlife is best avoided. Even a possum can give quite a scratch.
Dalam banyak situasi, pendengar, satwa liar yang mungkin Anda lihat di rumah atau halaman belakang rumah Anda hanyalah pengunjung sementara. Mereka hanya singgah dan akan segera pergi. Ini termasuk satwa liar seperti possum, koala, echidna, kanguru, dan berbagai spesies burung serta reptil.
All you need to do is give your visitor plenty of space. This includes making sure that children and pet dogs and cats are kept separated from visiting wildlife. Sometimes an animal will move into parts of your home. This could include bats or possums living in the roof. In the wild, these animals live in hollows in trees and forest areas, and a roof space is very much like a hollow in a tree.
Pertemuan dengan satwa liar mungkin hanya sesaat, jadi seperti yang diingatkan oleh Jacinta, ingatlah untuk menikmati pengalaman tersebut karena Australia adalah rumah bagi banyak spesies satwa liar yang unik.
Over 80% of our native mammals are only found here in Australia. They don't occur anywhere else in the world. And the fact that we can see these animals in our cities is actually really special.
Di wilayah perkotaan yang mungkin memiliki lebih sedikit semak belukar atau hutan alami di sekitarnya, Jacinta mengatakan sangatlah penting bagi kita untuk menjaga satwa liar perkotaan dan menyediakan habitat yang sesuai bagi hewan asli untuk bertahan hidup.
We can support urban wildlife by planting locally native trees, shrubs and grasses, adding rocks, logs and mulch to our gardens, providing water sources like bird baths, installing nest boxes for possums or parrots, as well as insect hotels for native bees, avoiding using harsh chemicals, so things like pesticides or rat poisons, and also keeping our cats safely contained indoors.
Jika Anda memiliki pohon buah di kebun Anda, Tanya mengatakan penting untuk mengetahui jenis jaring yang tepat untuk digunakan yang dapat melindungi buah Anda tanpa menimbulkan risiko bagi satwa liar.
If the fruit trees in our backyard are covered in the wrong kind of netting, all sorts of animals can become entangled, including parrots and large bats known as grey-headed flying foxes. If this happens, call wildlife rescue straight away, as being tangled in netting can be very, very stressful and also painful for the animal. Wildlife-friendly netting has a very small weave. Ask your local wildlife rescue organization for more information.
Penting untuk menjaga kucing peliharaan tetap di dalam rumah dan pastikan anjing peliharaan tidak mengejar satwa liar. Dan seperti yang dijelaskan oleh Tanya, jangan memberi makan satwa liar dan selalu pastikan tempat sampah Anda tertutup rapat.
As tempting as it may be, do not feed wildlife. Instead, provide dishes of water known as bird baths, which are enjoyed by all sorts of different animals and absolutely vital during heat waves. If you keep chickens or aviary birds, make sure that their housing is really very well constructed so that rats, mice, and snakes cannot enter.
Berbagai macam spesies burung sering datang ke taman untuk mencari nektar dan serangga, dan kadang-kadang burung dapat secara tidak sengaja menabrak jendela kaca.
If a bird collides with a window at home and the bird is still alive, use a tea towel or similar to gently catch the bird and place it in a cardboard box. And then contact your wildlife rescue organization or a local vet.
Bertemu dengan satwa liar unik Australia di dalam atau di sekitar rumah Anda juga memberikan kesempatan bagi Anda untuk mempelajari hewan-hewan luar biasa ini. Jelas Tanya.
Where else could you encounter a large kangaroo in the backyard or perhaps a python on your patio? These animals are part of what makes Australia so special. Take your wildlife encounter as a chance to learn more about our unique animals and reach out to wildlife rescue organizations who can help you get to know and understand and coexist safely with your new animal friends.
Sementara Jacinta mengatakan bahwa keberadaan satwa liar di sekitar ini juga memiliki manfaat penting bagi kesehatan manusia.
Research has shown that having more nature in your local area is actually really beneficial for human health, mental well-being, and social connection. People who live in areas with more trees, birds, and other animals tend to be happier and healthier.
Demikian tadi pendengar, rangkuman khusus Australia Explained kali ini yang disusun oleh Phil Tushek dan dibawakan oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesian.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.